it's just a rap thing.
Podcasters, don't you get in trouble and clap for your two-time MPW Tag Team Champions, Tag Struggle! Bum, bum,
Tag Struggle!
Tag Struggle!
Tag Struggle!
Tag Struggle!
Yeah!
So, episode 35!
How was your weekend?
You know, I went home, I read a book, it was How to Win TLC, and then, that was Friday night, so Saturday, I went to this Monster Pro Wrestling Renegade Tag Team Tournament show, and yeah, with the help of Maniac and the headline Sean Martin's Tag Struggle, I won TLC and became the first ever Renegade Tag Team Champions.
Sounds like a pretty good weekend.
Yeah. What did you do?
Well, your weekend was crap compared to mine, for I went into MPW's Renegade Memorial Tag Team Tournament, the first ever tournament, mind you, and with Tag Struggle, that's Chris Parrish and the headline Sean Martin's, of course, we became the first and new MPW Renegade Memorial Tag Team Champions of Alberta! Good throwback song. I like it.
Right?
Now I want to watch Space Jam.
No limits. We beat the Shark Club. We beat them up and we grab us some straps.
No limits, they couldn't compete. No matter what they did, they just are obsolete.
And when we kicked them in the face, and we hit them with some chairs.
Many chair shots.
I jumped off a ladder because I really didn't care about their health and safety.
And it was so scary that I shedded all my hair.
Right?
Yes. Point is, we win!
Oh.
We the wieners!
Yeah, hot diggity dog! We have wieners, I mean.
By the way, just throwing it out there, 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
2 years in a row for that tournament.
I know.
That's not too shabby.
I mean, hashtag deja vu.
Hashtag born to play. Hashtag this is what we play for!
Hashtag deja vu. Hashtag we won titles in year two. Sweet!
Exactly.
So, yeah! So, because there wasn't really a lot going on in sports, we decided to make headlines of our own.
You realize that 364 days after we won the first one, we win the second one.
Yeah!
That's a little bit of alright, bitches!
And you know how they say good things come in three?
So, are we winning next year?
Well, I'm just saying that was also my third time I won TLC.
Oh, so we're not winning next year?
No, we are. And next year will be Tag Struggle's third win.
We run this shit!
Things come in three.
Also, throwing it out there, this guarantees us into that December... What the hell is that?
Blitzkrieg number three!
Number three, there it is!
Yeah.
I won that one the first year and got screwed the second year. So I guess, yeah, this is our time.
Yeah.
This is our time. We're taking over.
Yeah.
You'll be the CWC champ. I'll be the MPW champ. And then we'll be the tag champs.
See, I just want to know how it's going to work because Kid Cyrus won the Eliminator and we haven't seen him in a while, so I wonder if he's going to be there.
I plead the fifth and you cannot put me in that crime scene.
Because like right now, I'm just thinking, like, who do we have in the Blitzkrieg? I mean, there's us. Unless, you know what? We just say screw Kid Cyrus. Sean Martins is in there. And we take up half the match.
I mean, it's
we got a 50% chance of walking out with a heavyweight title.
Well, with the three of us, especially have back-to-back tag tournament winners, it gives us at least 66.6%. And then factoring in that half of them can't beat us, that gives us 117.9%. Point is, we're going
to
win.
Well, no, I think we need Scott Steiner to really do the math.
Yeah, I need to get tutelage by him.
Yeah, we need a Big Papa Pump to give us the hookup on him.
Hell, I'll even take Petey Williams, take some Maple Leaf Muscle.
And, you know, hook us up with them calculators and do the math.
Yes, I agree.
So.
Yeah. But to your point, I mean, I guess that would mean Steve Rivers because he won the...
Leo Burke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
I almost won, too.
You know what? I got to say again. Like, I'm just glad you're alive. That move he gave you, that crippler crossface, you are lucky to be living.
I know. I know.
That has taken out people three times your size. It's just, it's good. Such a good thing you have fighting spirit.
And people three times smaller than me.
Yes. Just, it's a good thing you have fighting spirit.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I like to call it toothless aggression. Because I am missing part of my front tooth.
You are Lloyd Christmasing this shit.
Yeah.
And since that's happened, we've been pretty much unstoppable.
Right? Yeah. I mean, the tooth shall set you free.
Yes, the tooth is out there. Huh? Yeah.
The whole tooth and nothing but the tooth. So show us our traps.
Yeah.
So we got a few of them now.
Well, I still have the OG MPW Tag Championship, and they're going to pry for my cold dead hands.
As well as I do. I have the other one as well. And then we also have...
No!
Because Sean Martins was so generous enough to...
I guess this is our weekend. I guess we'll have to next
week. Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like they're kids, and, you know, we have parental visitation rights this weekend.
Yeah. This living in different... He's had to move up here. This living in different areas is just a pain in the ass.
And that's part of it too. I mean, he lives in Red Deer. We do not. And I mean, newborns just don't like to travel.
That is true.
That quick once they are received.
That is true. That is true.
So, yeah. But I mean, then you also have the
JTW Tag Championship.
I mean, that's three tag champions. See, good things come in three.
I am pretty much a tag professional.
And then I also have the CWC Championship.
And that's just a little bit of all right.
Yeah, and then...
Just a little bit of all right.
I also have the CNWA Provincial Championship.
That's too much.
I mean...
You should put them all on at once.
Yeah, I want to do the Shawn Michaels and just be naked and just wear all of them.
You should wear, like, you know, the new tag championship.
But just not show... Like, I just not cover up my penis. That would be funny.
Well, yeah, put one around your left leg, one around your right leg, and then one around your waist, and then one around your neck.
I'll be like the Strapinator.
You know, I think I saw that in a porno once. And trust me, you do not want to be the Strap-on-inator.
No, that's strap-on.
Oh!
I'm the Strapinator. Oh. Just the strap-in.
Strap-in, strap-on, strap-out. Strap her up, boys. Let's get this done.
Strap off.
Yeah.
Just don't unhook my hinges. Oh, my balls.
Speaking of strap off, switch to jack off, switch to CWC news for this coming week on Saturday with King of the Mountain, where you have another ladder match.
Yes, I do. Which, by the way, I'm pretty good at them.
You're 8 for 10 now?
Yeah. I have a better winning percentage of being cool in ladder matches than Jack Pry does in being in selfies. On Instagram.
That's a lot of goodness right there. Surprisingly huge amounts.
I mean...
Almost too much. You need to tone it down, man.
Never.
Good.
That's just not the tag struggle way.
That you're damn right it's not, because we're real and spectacular.
It's strugglicious, biatch.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Also, I found out that on Saturday... That this coming Saturday, I'm in some sort of Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
For the new Alberta Championship.
There you go. We can just add.
I'm coming.
It's all about that ADD, bro.
Yes. I'm coming out at number 2.
Are you coming out at number 2, or are you just the second participant that's been entered?
No, I guess I'm coming out at number 2. Huh. Yeah. Which is fine, because the first one, your old buddy... Dylan Stone. And as a matter of fact, he came...
He's I like, beat him.
I know. As a matter of fact, he came and tried to gloat, so I told him he could have it, and I punched him in the face with a little
He
ball.
May come and gloat, but last month when I beat him for the CWC title, he sank like a bad boat.
And you continue to be the goat.
Yeah.
I'm the donkey.
Fine, whatever.
Yeah.
Viva Lost Canada.
Yeah. So, speaking of which, I mean, I don't know about you, but I haven't really been paying attention too much to it outside, you know, our amazing tag struggle walls because we're just too damn awesome right now.
Yeah, my wife is mad because we can't see paint on our walls. We just see all this, like, glitterness of greatness.
And gold.
From
titles and titles and titles and another one.
And titles another one. And titles and titles. Oh, my.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
She said... She kind of jokes. She's like, if you get another title, you might have to get divorced. So now I'm looking at lawyers. No, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding. There's a spare bedroom at the unlikely event. We'll take care of you.
She never said the divorce part.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm still good.
I'd be a little worried because...
I do have a lawyer friend, but...
No. I was going to say, I'd be a little worried because it's going to happen.
It's strictly platonic, though.
Oh, yeah. But seriously, it's going to happen. So that's why I'm a little worried.
Right.
Just a matter... of TikToks until there's another strap around our sexy waist.
Yeah. I mean, I hope people weren't thinking we're going to say anything else there. That would have just been inappropriate.
Right?
I mean, we're not that kind of... It's not that kind of podcast.
Yes. Well...
Head over the water, people. Head over the water.
So, I actually want to lead off with the second ever Maniac MD Award of Excellence on this podcast. The second ever on this podcast goes out to three individuals. They have been doing what they do best for some time, and they just deserve a shout out. And that's us. Tag Struggle is the second ever Maniac MD Award of Excellence winners. Because we're real and strugglishly spectacular after what we did on the weekend.
Oh my god.
Like the teamwork.
I'm oozing.
The teamwork.
I'm oozing is strugglicious right now. Yeah.
The teamwork. Just, man, we're head and shoulders. Literally the dandruff control shampoo conditioner.
We're the dandruff control of professional wrestling because we are head and shoulders above everyone else.
Did we just make a t-shirt?
Oh, I don't want to read that much on a t-shirt.
Well, we don't have to put all of that, but I mean, that's basically what it insinuates. Just get a head and shoulders bottle, put Tag Struggle on it instead.
Yeah. Might contain
strands of
specs awesomeness? Of strugglicious.
Yeah. High quality strugglicious.
Don't rub in your eyes, you may turn into gods. Yeah.
Yeah, don't. Doesn't matter if you get it in your eyes. When our white stuff hits you anywhere, it's a little bit of all right.
Yeah.
I think we just created a t-shirt.
Yeah.
We gotta get
you off. Don't have lice.
Exactly. Yes. So that, and I have actually a new question kind of thing for you. It's called "What Would It Take?" And there's this guy in Spain who's a soccer player.
Yeah.
Named Neymar. He might be familiar to people who I don't know, give a damn about soccer. But
yeah, for everyone who did not have the willingness to play combat sports because they're too much of a bitch and they know soccer, you might know who Neymar is.
Yeah. So anyways, he got bought out of his contract by some team in France.
So they didn't even want him on their team?
No. The team in France wanted him. He's playing in Spain. So he had to basically his contract bought out. And it cost in total $430 million.
So, yeah, but that's what I mean. He's in France playing soccer.
Yes, now.
So Spain really didn't want him that bad.
I guess not.
Yeah, so he can't be that good.
No. Well, I don't know. I mean, it cost $430 million. But my question is, if you had to get bought out and go to, say, some other country, what would be the asking price? Basically, uproot your family.
Ooh.
Take all the titles.
Okay.
All of our greatness. How much would it cost you to do this?
I mean, what am I getting bought out of, though? Just, like, where I live? Or, you know...
You basically have to uproot your entire
because,
life.
Because, like, he also lost teammates, so I'd have to lose people as well. So I'd have to sacrifice people.
You'd be losing us. Well, tag struggle.
No, I would just give up the titles and take you.
Oh.
And
that's very gentlemanly of you.
So, I mean, we can win more titles.
That is true.
But, I mean, I can't be a tag champion by myself.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not Kane. Yeah. Well, anyways. Yeah, I guess, you know, how much would it cost to be willing to say you're getting scouted in I don't know, England or Japan.
I don't want to go to England.
Or Japan or Mexico. Oh, Puerto Rico.
No, not Mexico.
But, I mean, how much would it cost to go to one of those places?
I don't know. Actually, no, maybe I'd go to Japan just because the wrestling seems really good there.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And you know what? We could probably, talk to, those... that there's a tag team that is in New Japan, and they hold a lot of titles as well.
The Nasty Boys.
No.
Rock and Roll Express.
Kind of.
Are they young?
Yeah, they're kind. Well, I mean, kind, like they're not really that young, but I mean, they once were young.
As you do when you grow up.
I mean, it's part of their name.
Do they get a lot of, dollar bills and bucks, if you will, in revenue?
These young, well, for the sake of better, I'll just give them a name. I'll just, these young bucks, as they were.
Okay, okay, we'll call them young bucks now.
So, if we were to meet up with, quotation mark, young bucks, and, talk about, hey, we win just as many titles as you guys, maybe we should, form this club. And just be a club together.
What would we call a club?
I don't know. I mean, if I'm going to just shoot something off, I don't know, like... Ooh, shooting like a gun.
Kinda like a bullet.
Kind of like a bullet.
Bullets, yes. Yeah. They're fast. Everybody gets killed when you get hit by one.
Yeah.
Bullet club.
Right?
This could be a thing.
I know. Ooh, and then when we get really popular because people just want to buy our shirts, we go to like this place in the States where they sell T-shirts, like that Hot Topic store, so they can sell it.
Would we do just States or would we do worldwide?
Well, I mean, go big or go home, so we have to do worldwide.
Makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense, yeah.
But, this is just a fantasy.
This is hypothetical. I mean, it's wrestling. So many politics, I don't think... Even without us, I don't think this could get off the ground.
So, I mean, in reality right now... I mean, we're not in Japan.
No.
We don't know any, quotations, young bucks.
There's never been such a club like the Bullet Club to ever exist.
Well, we haven't formed said Bullet Club
with anybody. We have formed Tank Struggle, which is a start.
So, yeah. And right now, we don't go to Hot Topic to buy our T-shirts. We go to whatamaneuver.net.
You're damn right, son! Good segue.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Where?
At whatamaneuver.net, you click on the little icon that says Edmonton SPN. That's Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. And there you can find some vintage One World Empire, which we are currently wearing.
Well, I am.
Well, I was, and I got sweaty because, well, I'm happy.
You're wearing a Forever the Revival shirt.
Yes. Some cease and desist Revival shirts.
I still like Follow the Revival.
Yeah, either way, it's good. You there and get some One World Empire vintage or OG Struggle shirts.
Yeah. It is OG because we're no longer the Struggle, we're now Tag Struggle.
With a three.
Yeah. See, good things come in three.
Damn right, son.
Yeah. Just like this podcast, it's three and then five.
Which you have to use a three and a two, so we're almost at three threes.
Right.
Next episode, three threes. So many threes!
No, next episode's 36. But six is 3 plus 3.
Yeah. So 3, and then 3 plus 3. Brackets.
It's
math.
It's like 1/3 of the number of the bees.
Indubitably. Well, sure. It'll go that.
No, it's half.
Oh.
I made you all think.
I don't do that. I don't ever do that.
I know.
Anyways.
That's why I am so funny.
Whatamaneuver.net. That's where our stuff is. Go get it now.
Yeah. So, speaking of the Revival, I mean, they just can't catch a break.
I know. Sad day. There's been several injuries as of late in the WWE universe, and one of them is Scott Dawson, my bald brethren.
Yep. I mean... If we were compared to the Revival, you would be the Dawson, I would be the Wilder.
Yes, that's true. That is very true.
I mean, you'd have to get mutton, some mutton chops, though.
That'd be sweet.
Right?
I wish I could grow mutton chops. I wish I could try mutton
But
chops.
You know what the only thing that would suck about that is that means I would have to break my jaw and we couldn't drink.
It's a straw.
No, wait. He was on a liquid diet.
Yeah. You drink through a straw. You're good.
Yeah, no. My bad. No, we're good. We got this.
But I'd have a torn bicep right now, and I have to go get surgery, which would suck.
Yeah. So you get a really big straw, because you can't pick up the glass.
Or I could just use my left arm.
But then, how are you going to eat?
I'll have to put the drink down. No. I need a straw. Yeah, I need a straw.
Put the drink down.
Staying with injuries.
What are you, Neymar? You're a French guy now?
A Spanish-French guy? Yeah, pretty much. Bailey has also had to be pulled from SummerSlam because she's injured.
Separated shoulder.
Separated right shoulder. Yeah. Same side. They're trying to work the right. What is this, Mexico?
Well, they did... Weren't they just in Japan, too? So they were
working
the
other... No.
No, not like recently, but like within the last couple months.
It's possible.
Yeah, so
say,
they were developing some bad habits.
You want to know why this happened? It's because they were recently in Quebec and Ontario. They're there tonight, Monday. On Terrible does bad things to good people. My question though is, I didn't watch the match, but I guess Nia Jax caused Bayley to do some kind of bumps and whatnot. Did you watch it? Like, was she being unsafe? Do you think
Nia
Jax is unsafe in general, or?
No.
There's been some pictures, apparently.
Casey, here's my thing with Nia Jax. I think she had loads of potential in NXT by being, you know, the size and her, you know, being that monster. I looked at her as being the perfect person to dethrone Asuka.
Yes.
It built up right. So when they brought her to the main roster, it was, okay, you know what? She brings a dynamic that you didn't have before. However, she's still very green.
Yes.
And she's going to have to learn a lot on the fly. And I think she is literally getting so much direction about you got to, like, be tougher or you got to whatever.
Yeah.
So I think she's trying to find that easy, like, medium. Or not easy, but that medium. Just so where she, you know, still looks like a... in a monster, but is also safe. I don't think she is going out of her way to hurt anyone.
It's kind of just happening.
I also think they may be rushing a little too much when it comes to a lot of this stuff. And I mean, if these girls need to just do one thing right now, it's just tone it down a little bit. So when you want to do all these big things or you want to do these big moves, I mean, A, they also mean something because you're building up, but you're also allowing your body not to be, you know, punished night after night after night. You're saving these bumps for when they count. Because, I mean, I still am someone who believes in the bump card and that eventually your bump card runs out. So you got to be smart.
It's kind of like, you know, how you're working. Everyone here is working towards retirement. Well, your bumps, eventually your body has to retire.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. You always work towards retirement a lot more than you work towards the beginning of your career.
That's very true.
So, I mean,
speaking of retirement, guess who's coming out of retirement?
Floyd Mayweather.
Well, I mean, that's all, yes. But no, we're talking wrestling.
Ooh.
Old school wrestler. We saw him when we were at CAC.
Ooh. CAC. Is it DDP?
No. Was he there?
I don't know.
Oh.
I drank a lot at CAC, and it was like a year ago.
That's true. Terry Funk.
He was retired?
Well, I think he's retired several times. Point is, he's coming out of apparently another retirement for another wrestling match.
Huh.
Yeah, I guess it's going to be in September for Big Time Wrestling in North Carolina. Do you think he's pushing it?
It's Terry Funk. When doesn't he push it?
That's true, but I don't know. I don't want it to be like the end of the movie The Wrestler, where we think that...
Well, nobody wants to be Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, but you know how we're not sure if he actually died in the ring or not? Like, I don't want to have Terry Funk possibly die in the ring.
Nobody should die in the ring. That's what hospitals are for.
I mean, you're doing what you love, but I don't know. I guess that's his commitment to the business, which is awesome, but... I can't see myself at 75 or whatever.
Yeah,
he is.
But okay. Well, who's he wrestling?
He's in like a 6-man tag.
So he's not gonna do that much.
Yeah, it's true. I think Tommy Dreamer's in that match.
So he's definitely not gonna do that much.
Yeah, that's true.
He actually has to do more than he should.
Yeah,
Tommy.
Maybe just Tommy.
Tommy.
Maybe just do a
Tommy.
I don't know, a moonsault. Why not?
You know, take a chainsaw and then
done. I don't think chainsaws make that sound, but yeah.
I don't know, but
quietest chainsaw ever.
Yeah, you know, it's for the kids. You know,
it's for Charlie.
Can't be too graphic.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's chocolate factory.
Shall we get into some recently releases from WWE and signings?
Ooh, can I start with the big one?
Of course.
Okay. Eva Marie's done.
You said that wrong. You should say, can I start with the big ones? Because she's got big boobies.
Nope. She gone.
Well, she still has them, but yeah, she gone. She gone!
Red Riding Hood got gone.
Yeah, after 4 years, they release her. Well, she, I guess she has.
And she's, service. And we're still waiting for that first match on SmackDown, right?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And we'll be waiting for apparently a long time. Do you think we should bring her on Tag Struggle?
No.
I was being sarcastic. I was hoping there'd be a pause and I can go, nah. But, I mean, just kill that for me. That's cool.
I'm not killing that. I just, you know. I mean, of all the chicks that could possibly be leaving WWE, that's the one you'd joke about? Because if they're listening, they're like, oh, that's a good idea. I mean, why wouldn't I want to be all... with the most successful faction in all of Alberta Pro Wrestling right now?
Soon to be the world.
Universe.
Well, soon to possibly be some other parts of Canada, but, I mean...
No.
You know. Maybe.
It's true. Maybe. Things are in the works.
There are things behind the scenes. Works.
Yeah.
Yes. We will keep you updated. We will let you know when
BTS.
We know.
BTS. I'm just...
I don't know what BTS means, but sure!
Behind the scenes.
I have sent some really inappropriate texts. Anyways, another one that left. Ho-Ho Loon.
Yeah. But he has a good reason.
But to be fair, his mother, I guess, is very sick. And... When was the last time you saw him?
He did a couple of, 205 Lives? Or NXTs.
Yeah, but, I mean...
He didn't see much of him, but that was why.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he's doing the right thing. He's, family comes first.
Is he? I'm pretty sure he had a promotion back in China, and, he'll be fine. Yeah, he's got to take care of family.
Yeah.
You got to respect that.
Well, he did the right thing. So, like I said, family comes first. I mean, he's got to worry about him. I mean, it's just like the last thing I read about James Storm and why it didn't work out with him in NXT is because he was going through some times in his marriage where his wife wanted another kid. He couldn't be on the road for as much as WWE wanted.
At the time, TNA, which is now GFW,
yeah.
were doing, one taping a month and then you're home the rest of the time.
Well, and that's the thing. And didn't he live closer there? I think they're both in Orlando or whatever.
Yeah, but, I think so. But point was, it just worked out better the other way.
But yeah, NXT wanted to do more on the road traveling, whereas TNA was just, doing it one location for a while. And then, it'd be very interesting to see if James Storm talks in WWE, if that comes back. Because it looks like they're taking a lot of, bringing a lot of talent in NXT right now Kyle O'Reilly, Bobby Fish.
Yeah, Bobby Fish. New signees. Weirdly enough, both fed to Aleister Black, which do you think we're going to see a Red Dragon reunion where they attack him?
I did hear a rumor about WWE doing a Ring of Honor faction in NXT.
Because, even just the two of them, and get Roderick Strong, and who else is in Ring of Honor? Maybe debuting Adam Cole?
Baby.
Even just the two of them, Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly, they were Ring of Honor tag champions as Red Dragon.
Yep.
They were very, very good tag team champions. Not to mention Kyle O'Reilly, Canadian. So,
you know what? There's one part, I don't know what is about him, because I didn't dislike his match with Aleister Black at all. Actually, very much enjoyed it. I thought it was really nice to finally see Aleister Black in a real match.
And wrestling.
Well, yeah.
It was some of the most pure wrestling we've seen in quite a while.
And it was, but I mean, for one, that was not a typical NXT match, though.
No.
That's very much a Ring of Honor match that we saw.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's even times where NXT crowd, they're just, they're We don't know what to do. And they're usually pretty creative with what they chant or stuff like that.
They're almost more watching in awe and not really doing their usual, like...
Not like they were silent because they didn't like what they saw. They were just like, I can't believe I'm seeing this. Like, I don't know how... Like, what. But, I mean, that's also, I think, something that's wrong right now. I do believe that there's too much in wrestling in some of these matches right now.
Oh, that could be argued, yeah, absolutely.
And it's just, I don't know, like, it's... I don't know, like, I was, like, looking about this because I was listening to a podcast and they're just talking about, like, some of the old school, like, if you took, like, Roddy Piper, Bret Hart at WrestleMania 8, and you saw all those little details that they did between the moves and little things like that, and it's like that's just what makes those matches just like great. And you see really good matches now, but you don't really remember them in like 4 months because you see another one just like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I think right now we're not seeing those just details that make it something really good great.
Unless you watch Tag Struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
That's one of the things I want to talk about was Jim Cornette's at it again with, I guess, Mick Foley was in a ring with Joey Ryan, took that
bump. I saw
that. And Jim Cornette's losing his shit. So what I wanted to ask was, do spot matches, do they help or hurt wrestling? Because think about it. Wrestling kind of became a forefront for a little bit when Joey Ryan did that dick flip thing and it became huge in the news, and now he does it all the time. And... I mean, wrestling has been getting bigger and bigger for a year or two.
Didn't he also get that sponsorship with, like, U-Porn based out of it?
It's called the U-Pornplex, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I think, but do spots, do they hurt wrestling? Do they help wrestling?
No, I mean, spots make wrestling what they are. It's just, how do you get to the spot? Like, what story are you telling to get to said spot?
That makes sense.
So, and I think... That's just the thing. I think a lot of the matches we see now, it's spot after spot after spot, and you're just, as a fan, as a spectator, you're just like, okay, I'm blown up. I don't know if they are, but I'm blown up.
Yeah.
So I just want to, like, you know, I need a break. And then the next match comes in, and it's, you know, maybe the same thing. So then you're just like, you know, I can't react to everything. And even Jim Ross has said in the past, like, it's not... that he's trying to do an injustice, but when there's a lot going on, you just can't call everything. Like, that's why, like...
Oh, that's why he ends up missing stuff, like, for the Japan stuff he does.
Yeah, and so that doesn't help anything either, because Jim Ross is there to help get the talent over, get the match over, call everything.
Which, it's not a bad way, rather, just different.
But if he can't call everything, then it makes what just happened... pointless, doesn't it?
In a sense, it's just it's a lot more to take in. It's almost like sensory overload.
And like I was listening to the Adrian Christian podcast.
Great podcast.
Really good podcast.
Canadians.
Yeah. How's she going, eh?
Bunch of hosers.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the match that they were talking about, but it was just I think it was the Tyler Bate Pete Dunne match where Dunne became the UK champion.
Yep.
To where they did a spot on the outside and it should have got this pop, and like it did get a pop.
Yeah.
But then when he came in, or when they went back into the ring, had he just pinned him and let the fans kind of react to that.
Yep.
Then they would have been able to react to what was coming next. But instead of like anything else, he went straight into something else, and I think he worked in the hand for something. So by the time they, you know, finished with that, the crowd didn't react to it because they were still reacting to what they saw right before.
Yeah.
So I just think, you know, there might be a little bit more, like I said, just small details that need to be put in to make these spots better. Or that's just my, like, I don't know.
It comes down to a personal taste.
Like, don't get me wrong, like, these guys need to do these spots to get noticed. Like, don't get me wrong.
Nowadays, it's just a state of wrestling.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I don't fault the guys by any means. Because they want to get noticed and they want to make as much money as they can. And they want to get to the highest platform they can. So,
yep.
I mean, if that's what it does. And, you know, so, thanks. I mean, it's like, you openly have said, like, how much you dislike James Ellsworth and why he's in the WWE.
Oh, yeah. I'll say it again. He sucks. Yeah.
And he's by no means someone that does spot after spot after spot.
No, he's a character.
But, and that's mean, like, isn't it weird that James Ellsworth has wrestled more matches for WWE than Nigel McGuinness?
No, but that's because he had to retire because of injuries and other complications and medical stuff. He was actually being looked at to be hired.
And then I'll go one step further. He's wrestled more matches in WWE than Kenny Omega.
But I think that's a personal choice on Kenny Omega's part.
True. But it doesn't always mean you have to do the spots.
That's true.
Because, yes, Kenny Omega, you know, chose to stay with, you know, like the Ring of Honor, the New Japan. But there were guys that they didn't take. But they took James Ellsworth. Because James Ellsworth filled the void, too. That's why I think it's important that you know how to do the spots. Because eventually you'll need to do them. But if you're able to do other things as well, then, I mean, imagine if Marty Scurll, if he did all these spots, how all of a sudden the villain character wouldn't have...
Yeah, that's actually one of the things I really like about him, is that he's more simplistic.
Yeah, and, like, it's a gimmick, and then all of a sudden now he could add to it, and it becomes his larger-than-life character that once he brings anywhere else, people identify and he stands out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't need the over-the-top cheesy characters like the Goon or Duke the Dumpster Drozzy or Man of War or Mantar or...
Shockmaster.
Bastion Booger.
Yeah.
But...
Or Puke.
Yeah.
He's gonna puke.
Well, I mean, some guys just puke.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. Guys gotta puke.
Sean Martin's puked on Saturday.
Apparently that's a thing. I mean, I don't want to out him, but
people do that.
Apparently that's his thing before every show. I had no idea.
No.
But I mean, it clearly works.
Hey man, I ate Oreos.
I took 3 dumps. Hmm? We all have our own thing.
We go to a place. The day of every show?
We have a pre-struggle party.
Yeah.
And then after we have an awesome show like we always do, we go and have a post-struggle party.
Yeah. So. But saying with this, like the spots thing, I just think it's important that, yeah, like don't get me wrong, like, the spots, like, and they're cool as hell to see when they're done.
Oh, absolutely.
There are some very athletic and talented people out there that are doing the spots. But I feel if they don't start working on some of this other aspect of wrestling, that they're only limiting themselves when they do get to the stage, because nobody will ever say Roderick Strong is not a good wrestler, because he is.
Fantastic.
But it took him having that emotional touching, this is me, this is my family kind of thing, for the fans to really connect.
Yeah.
It's also just a different dynamic. So if you do want to get to these other platforms, you need that. I mean, Kenny Omega was Kenny Omega, but when he became the cleaner, and there's some really substance to the Kenny Omega character, again, like you said, that's when he took off. So,
going back to the Edge of Christian thing, do you think we should put a name for all the people that listen to this?
Put a what?
Like how they had the 5-second hosers. Do you think we should give our fans names? Do we care?
Well,
just throwing it out there.
I technically call them bitches at the end of the show.
Oh. So should we call them the Strugglicious Bitches?
Oh. We should marinate on this one. Perhaps anybody who has some suggestions, hit us up on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
Tinder. Whatever we have.
I have Grindr.
I'm just saying, like, we don't know what Sean Martin says.
Fair enough.
I mean, we didn't know he puked. So, if he had Tinder, I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah, he may not.
He might have Christian Mingle.
Headline, man. Let us know if you have some Tinder.
Or
don't hinder the Tinder.
Or Christian Mingle, or, you know, maybe have your own.
Maybe he's on the Plenty of Fish.
Oh, the Poff.
Maybe he checks that after he goes on MSN Messenger.
Yeah. or when he's trying to dial onto AOL.
ASL, man. ASL.
Jesus.
Those are some pretty dated references, eh?
Yeah. I don't think the kids nowadays even know what the hell those are.
And they're downloading from Napster.
Napster. Giving their computer aids with LimeWire.
Yeah, and Metallica's pissed at them.
Yeah. And keeping in with possible releases, sounds like there's more rumors about Enzo Amore going around. I guess he's bringing guests backstage, some musical guests, and they're taking pictures and videos of things that they shouldn't be, and he's just causing more heat on himself that really doesn't need to be there. There's been talk of him possibly going to 205 Live or NXT, but it seems like there's more and more I'm starting to lean towards a just straight-up release.
Well, I also heard that, I don't know if it's true, but I heard something about Vince McMahon wanting another shakeup after SummerSlam. But their shakeup not necessarily their call-ups from NXT to the main roster, but maybe some people going from the main roster back to NXT.
I mean, that's very possible.
It's more of a... And I look at some talents, like a Zack Ryder, who kind of lost his position on the card, went down to NXT, found Mojo Rawley, Hype Rose came in, and then he had another option. Tyson Kidd did the same thing.
Yeah.
Comes back with Cesaro. So.
Yeah, that's very true. It's happened several times. I mean, what's his face? Sin Cara did with Kalisto.
Yep. So... I don't know, like...
It could be exactly what he needs.
It could be very much... Very interesting. Like I said, Enzo could be better off. Kind of...
I've also heard that they're talking about possibly phasing out 205 Live because it's just not getting the ratings that they wanted.
Well, you know what...
I guess if you notice, they're not doing the purple ropes anymore.
Oh, thank God.
Not doing the purple... Any of that stuff. It's basically just now... If you're on Raw, you're on Raw.
I just heard there's cost-cutting... going on.
It could be that too.
Because I heard they don't do a lot of or any pyros on live events now.
Yeah, I guess they have.
I didn't really understand why. It's a live event.
You don't really need to.
No, if anything,
you're
that's
there just to watch wrestling.
That's what also separates it, right?
Yeah. It's not a big production. You're there to watch your fans, your favorite wrestlers wrestle. That's that.
I mean, yeah, that's why you pay the extra money to the WrestleManias and stuff like that to see all that added.
Exactly. Last thing I have for wrestling, did you watch SmackDown and Cena taking that bump?
Yeah.
He's a fucking machine. Like, he's just got, was it the fused discs or whatever in his neck? And he still does, like, I mean, part of that, I'm going to say 50-50 on both the guy, both Shinsuke and him, for the way the bump was taken.
Well, I mean, I look at it too. I'm like, Cena's also a brick. Like a brick.
I bet you he's a sandbag.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I don't think Nakamura... when he picked him up, realized how fucking, like, heavy he was just because of how sick he is.
Yeah.
I mean...
I think there's also a bit of a miscommunication, because normally when Nakamura does that, the guy does a flip, lands on his stomach. And it's like he tried and just didn't quite work.
Well, and that's just the thing. And then, I don't know, like, it's one of those where, you know, maybe it was partially Shinsuke's fault. A little bit more.
I'd say 50-50.
But, I mean, it's hard to, because, I mean, like, stuff like that, unfortunately, can happen and does happen from time to time. The good thing that came out of it is that John Cena's okay.
Yep.
But at the same time, Shinsuke cleanly beat John Cena.
Yeah.
That's...
Shinsuke versus Jinder.
How... As much as you wanted to see that because it's different, how much did you expect when Cena hit that second AA that they were going Jinder and Cena?
I figured it was going to be Cena again. Do it for good old red, white, and blue. Go America, all that stuff.
Well, it just seemed like the whole thing was writing itself, and it was going in that direction, but now you have Shinsuke and Jinder, and it's completely fresh.
Yeah.
Something we've never seen. And that maybe, you know, this allows Jinder to kind of get that... Because right now, he's only faced Randy Orton for the title.
Yep, that's true.
I mean, so he needs that... kind of other people to kind of solidify him as a champion. He can't just beat the same guy all the time.
Very, very true.
But one thing about Shinsuke too, if going back to the John Cena match, the one thing I was really impressed with was after he pinned him, you saw him scooch over and look to make sure that John Cena was okay,
yeah,
and was moving. And then when they got up, you flat out saw him say, "I'm sorry."
Yeah.
And the just the professional in John Cena said, "Don't be sorry," grabbed his hand, rose it.
Yeah.
And then they continued on with the angle afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, props to them.
Absolutely.
Props to them both.
And I mean, you're no stranger to, you know, crazy bumps. Last year at the tag team tournament, you took a crazy bump through a table onto the floor from the top rope. This year, same thing, except for you're giving a splash.
Yeah. I had some good height, too.
You did. You spot monkey, you.
That's not a spot monkey. I mean, but that's also the thing, too. Like, we go back and talk about spots. It's like, yeah, we do. Spots are needed. That's what makes wrestling wrestling, are the spots. But there has to be a story, too.
Which, yeah, there definitely was.
I mean, it's one thing if, like, you go to the movie theater and you watch just a movie with fight scenes and explosions. It's
You mean a Michael Bay movie?
Well, I mean, it is what it is. It's just, you know, explosions and violence. But then when there's an actual dialogue and there's something to build up, all of a sudden you got a movie and something, like, a piece of art now.
A Christopher Nolan movie.
Yeah.
There we go.
So, I mean, but just that added detail turns something that can be really good to great. So, nice. I mean, and then it's kind of the theme of this podcast, I find.
Yes, good to great.
Yeah.
Like, we are good and great.
That's like, you know.
We're so good, we're great.
It's like, you know, and okay, some people thought Shark Club was, you know, is really good. But then we have that little detail.
That makes us great.
That makes us great.
That's why we're better. And also, the new Renegade Memorial Tag Team Champions of Alberta!
Instead of saying new, let's just say
first
the
ever?
First ever.
First ever!
Yeah.
I like that.
The That's one good. And only.
So far.
Yeah.
Yes, dinner for one. For dinner for three.
Oh.
For three! There's that number again.
Yeah.
We
can say beer, but have three E's.
Exactly.
Yeah,
beer! Did you see Jay Cutler apparently re-signed? He's coming back?
Yeah, it's the Dolphins. Did you
Dolphins.
See, do you see the photo where it's like, oh, here's what you can expect Jay Cutler to look like in a Miami Dolphins jersey. And then it's just, you know, a picture of a quarterback with a trash can over his upper body and head. And then there's just like a number 6 right on there.
That's funny.
It was really funny.
That is funny. How do you think that's going to go over? I mean, I don't follow a lot of football. I know that he was not living up to the potential he should have.
Well, first off, what happened with Ryan Tannehill, that's devastating.
I know not what of you speak.
Well, he hurt his ACL.
Ah.
Tore that. So he'll be out for a while, if not the whole season.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's really unfortunate for him, because I think he's finally starting to kind of just hit his stride as a starter in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, and that just really sucks too with Miami. Like, I mean, they're just one of those teams that, you know,
should bring back Dan Marino.
Well, you know, why? He never won a title.
But he got to the 1984.
He was in Ace Ventura.
Yeah, so he got to the 1984.
Do you got any more of that gum, Ace?
It's none of your damn business. I'll thank you to stay out of my personal affairs. You're a weird guy, Ace. Weird guy. It's a good movie. I should go watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know much about football, but him coming out of retirement after just retiring—that's that's interesting.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. I mean, he only retired because there was nobody wanting to offer him that starting role.
That makes sense.
So a starting role came out. He was the first guy. It wasn't Colin Kaepernick, which
that's
a lot
interesting.
I mean, and that's just the thing. I mean, there's.
I think he, with his hot button topics, I think he's just no team wants to touch him. Just because it's a lot of...
I don't know. I mean, I'd gladly have him. I mean,
I'm just impressed.
I'm not saying I'd have him as my starting quarterback, because I have Drew Brees as my starting quarterback. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, he, you know, he would be a great like backup.
Yep.
I just don't understand why everyone is just giving him the stinky kid treatment.
I know why. Have you seen his hair? Huge! A big old fro.
It's the NFL. There's so many weird things about people, and that's...
Yeah. That's true.
I mean... Marshawn Lynch brought, like a lot of Skittles.
He's a strange dude, though.
Like, Skittles!
Skittles are great.
But of all the things to bring to a locker room, is like, I just want to, like, all these Skittles.
He's just there so he wouldn't get fined.
I mean, Colin Kaepernick just has Sideshow Bob hair.
Very true. Very true.
And, hey, if you can fit that in a helmet, all the power to him.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's impressive. You can put a helmet on, takes off, and it's fine. Perfect.
Yeah.
He's got some...
That's actually talent.
It's very much so talent. Mm. Very much so. Have you heard that the... there's some news coming out of the Conor McGregor sparring camp.
Oh, that he lost his partner?
Yeah, the Paulie Malignaggi. Former WBA welterweight champion. I guess he went there for two sparring sessions, and they took pictures in as what he quoted to be very upsetting positional photos where he looks like he's getting his ass kicked. And they're doing that basically to try and psych out Mayweather. I mean, I get it. You know, put out these looks like he's kicking ass. I get that. And he just said, screw it. And he's been kind of like going on a bit of a to this guy. Paulie's been going on terror, you know, just kind of cutting down McGregor. Point is, his pride has been hurt.
Okay, but here's my thing. If you are at all understanding of what's going on in the world of sports right now, you would know that the biggest fight in combat sports is Conor McGregor against Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the biggest money fight right now.
Yeah, to me it sounds like this Paulie guy is just, his ego's getting in the way.
So if you're going to Conor McGregor's camp right now, it's not in your thought process to realize your job is to help Conor McGregor look good.
Again, going back to the ego. I think it's like, just, yeah, he just can't be, he can't stand seeing someone who's not in boxing being in the spotlight.
Is this like really only an ego, or is just him just being stupid?
Little column A, little column B, I think.
If you think you're a better boxer than Conor McGregor, that's fine. Like, he might even be. But to go to his camp, like, less than a month or around a month before this big fight, and to think that that's not what you want, like, what's going to happen. Like,
yeah.
You literally have to be missing some...
serious, IQ points.
Well, just like...
a good 20 or 30 of them.
There has to be some Oreos missing from the bag.
That is treasonous right there.
It's bullshit.
It is. I mean, this is crunch time. This right here is what they play for.
Because we all know, if there's any Oreos missing from the bag, it's a good chance I eat them.
You son of a bitch.
I don't regret it.
Well, fair enough. Yeah.
Those Oreos wanted me.
Well, it makes sense for what you're wearing.
Right?
Yeah. Big splash in the world of hockey.
Splash.
Mike Fisher officially retires after 17 seasons.
Which we kind of talked about like a month,
we figured
a couple
it might
months
happen.
Ago.
But I mean, you have Carrie Underwood as your wife. Yeah, you could probably retire 2 years.
Did I not give like a time frame of when he was going to probably make that decision? And did I?
Yeah, it was several podcasts ago. I can't remember when it was. But you said
it was around this time. Wasn't
I think you
it?
Said before September. I think.
I'm pretty sure I said around like mid-August.
Yeah,
we'd have our answer.
To be fair, though, you did say that Leon Draisaitl would be signed by the middle of July. And that still hasn't happened.
Yeah, I blame the schools on that one.
Yeah, it's damn education system. 2 out of 3 ain't bad though. Yeah,
right.
This podcast.
Hey man, those Germans are unpredictable.
Hence, World War 1 and 2.
Right. I mean,
Yes, and the only other thing I have before I have a question for you from hockey. Mm-hmm. Calvin DeHaan, avoids arbitration, re-signs 1 year, $3.3 million. So, good for the Islanders, I guess.
Well, and there's that Nate Schmidt guy that got awarded the 2 year, $4.45 million for Vegas.
See, I did not hear that.
Yeah.
Interesting, okay. I saw this thing on Bar Down on Facebook.
Bar Down.
Bar Down. Bar Downski.
Why is it Bar Down?
I don't know.
We gotta pick it back up.
Yeah.
And then order some beers.
You're damn right. this is a picture of a goalie and all of his like his pads, his blocker and trapper, all look like they're mesh. And the outsides of the pad look like they're part of the red, like the post. My question is, having the mesh-colored pads, blocker, trapper, do you really think it would make that much of a difference?
I don't have to see it.
Because, I mean, the way he was standing, if he's in the middle of the net, kind of. If he's kind of, if you're shooting on an angle, like say from like the top of one of the dots, yeah, actually, it's kind of almost hard to see where his pads and his blocker and trapper are.
You know what, if that's regulated and he's allowed to use it?
Which, that was my next question. Is like
I'm all for it.
That's the next question, is like, is that legal?
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
That's very true. Take it from us, folks, because we are champions. But I'm curious, because, I mean, that just seems illegal in some way or shape or form.
But how? I mean, they allow paint jobs on the pads. They allow paint jobs on the...
On the masks and stuff. I guess you're not wrong.
I mean, as long as it doesn't, you know, go... As long as it doesn't cross a line, I guess. As long as you're not putting, like, you know, curse words or, you know, stuff like that. Or inappropriate things. Yeah. I wouldn't say this is inappropriate at all. I think it's...
Pretty funny, actually. And smart.
Yeah, it's clever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
I now want to see this. So it'd be very interesting.
I'll have to find it after the podcast for you.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, that's all I've got.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a light week because we were just busy kicking all the... Also, I got merch for this show.
You did.
All gone.
Yeah.
I mean, we still have pictures for Tag Struggle for myself, but all the masks that
there
I had...
There will
all
be gone. More, people.
I've ordered more. It's on its way.
It is on the way.
The way.
Yeah.
So I am out for now, but there is more coming. If you want some more, you can hit us up on all of our social medias. Where can they find you coming up in the next month?
Well, this Saturday we've already talked about. We'll be at the Abbey Center in Red Deer or Black Falls.
Black Falls.
We're
gonna be Red Deer afterwards. Painting the town.
I am going to climb a ladder and become king.
Of the mountain?
Of CWC.
That too.
And then you're going to reign supreme over the province.
As the first Alberta champion of CWC. Yeah. That'll be nice.
You'll own the AC in CWC.
I like it. The ACWC. The ACDC CWC. So many letters.
ACWC.
That thing, yeah.
You can't see me.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually,
you could, because we have so much gold around our waists.
Then what is that? The 12th? And then the 26th, I'll be in Lethbridge for PPW, Pure Power Wrestling.
Yes, I am busy the 25th, 26th, I will not be attending that one.
And then the 27th, which Brian Hamilton, 27th. You said 26th on quick calls. You were wrong.
You are a dink.
It's also Sunday, August 27th, the Italian Festival.
Which I will be at.
Yeah.
I'll be wrapping up my weekend.
It's because they have a beer garden. Of course we'll be there.
You're damn right, Sean.
Yeah. So,
wrestling and beer, the best combination there is.
Right. Well, and naked ladies.
There's naked ladies at the Italian Festival?
Saying,
the best Italian festival ever.
Everything comes in three. So we got wrestling, beer, naked ladies. In an order that will surprise you.
Exactly. So I will be joining you next weekend, or I guess this weekend, but then I'll be meeting back up with you in the outdoor show.
And then
Italian Festival.
And then also the 26th is, you know, that's the Mayweather McGregor fight.
Yes, indeed. I think we should probably do a podcast live from the outdoor show at the Italian Festival.
Just, yeah. That'd be actually interesting.
Yeah, it would. Kind of go around, talk to people that are there. And
just talk to people.
Well, we don't have to. We can make fun of them instead. I don't care.
Yeah. Especially if it's the Irishman.
Yes.
He's fat.
Douche.
Give me a belt.
Give me a belt.
Because we clearly don't have enough.
If you're not wanting, you're not winning.
No, I mean, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right?
Absolutely.
So shoot away.
By the way, there's the pads. That's what they look like.
See, I don't even think that's that bad.
No, it's not that bad. If you're looking from the point and you don't have great eyesight like myself, that might get you a little bit.
Hey, man, if you're looking from the point and you can't see very well, you've made some bad decisions.
Hence why I don't play hockey right now.
I'm just saying in general.
I mean, I need that laser LASIK.
I mean, maybe we should ask Brian Berhard.
Or Steve Yzerman. He got hit in the face hole, too.
Didn't Brian Berhard, like, lose eyesight in an eye?
Several percentages.
Yeah,
that's true.
He has, like, horrible vision. Maybe he wouldn't like that, but...
Yeah, but to be fair, he played on the Leafs, so that's his own damn fault.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't see where the Stanley Cup was, ever.
Yeah, they can't see the Stanley Cup ever.
And
forever, I mean, John Cena's they are.
And it was, like, just down the street in the Hall of Fame.
Literally down the street, like, two blocks.
Yeah, so. But yeah, so.
That's all I got. That's all you got?
That's all I got. All
right.
And we need to have some post TLC beers.
We already did that. Do you want to have post podcast beers?
Well,
PPB?
PPB.
Because we're not drinking on location.
No, we're not.
We're not DOS.
You know what? Next time we're drinking on location, it could be a PBJ.
Nope. No, it's not.
Podcast beer jamboree.
Nope.
One.
Nope.
It's a work in progress.
We'll work on that one.
Peanut butter jelly is such a great combination, though.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
Actually, you know what I actually made today?
What's that?
So I went home, and I made some ham, and then I put some syrup on it, and then I made a ham sandwich with syrup. It was so good.
Fucking ham! I like it.
Maple syrup.
You are the king of the syrup.
And I like my ham.
Yes, you do.
I like ham.
You are a fucking ham.
Yeah, ham. I am. Some ham.
Ham damnly. Yeah. Oh, ham damnly. Well.
Hey. You can't spell champ without ham. Just.
That is very true.
And you know what you get if you take away ham from champ?
What?
CP. Chris Parrish. Boom. That just happened.
I need a drink. Let's go get drinks.
Yes.
That's a good point. Let's get drinks.
It's a really good point.
All the drinks. I need to forget that. That was terrible.
CP drinks, plus drinks. Ham equals champ.
I need drinks. I need all the drinks now. Every week. Just line up tequila when I get there, people.
Moon's over my hammy.
You know what? Moonshine. Just give me some moonshine. Yeah. I need to forget this ever happened. Oh, good God.
But what did happen was Tag Struggle became the first ever Renegade Memorial Tag Team Champions.
And new! Sorry, I like saying it. It's fun.
And, yeah. So this has been episode 35 of The Sounds of Struggle.
The award-winning Tag Struggle.
Yeah, do we get plaques, by the way?
I'll get something made up.
Interesting. Yeah. I get a plaque now.
Oh, I already have it.
I want to thank my parents for getting busy that night and using a no-name condom. Or else I wouldn't be here to share this award with the headline and yourself.
I should thank your mom in person. With using a no-name condom.
You scared her too much at the wedding.
Yeah, I did.
So,
that wraps it up here. That's a good spot to stop.
Let's episode 35 Sounds of Struggle. We are real.
And we're going to drink because we are... Spectacular!
Later, bitches. Next one, let's call you something else. Message us.
Yeah, bitches!